Football Finals Footnotes. I'm John Johnson, and I'll share my take on two weekends of Gridiron Championships next on MHSAA Perspective.
A great opportunity exists for people who enjoyed sports as participants and who would still like to give something back to the game that gave so much to them. Becoming a high school game official gives you the opportunity to get involved, get in shape, and help teach the game to young people. Signing up is easy. To become a registered high school game official, go to MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Nine champions were crowned on the gridiron over the past two weekends in MHSAA football playoff play, contests that gave us a lot to talk about, and I'd like to talk the most about the newest addition to the championships, the eight-player tournament. The creation of eight-player football in Michigan strikes right at the core of what high school sports are all about, giving kids the opportunity to participate in extracurricular activities and everything good that flows from that. 3 years ago, Carsonville-Port Sanilac was on the brink of giving up football. Enrollment numbers at the school were below 200, and they were having a difficult time getting enough kids to come out for football so that they could put 11 players on the field on game day, not to mention what so few players do to your practices. Wins and losses didn't matter, participation did, and the quality of the participation experience did. Being an injury or two away from not being able to field a team at all, Carsonville-Port Sanilac was at the forefront of discussions about football formats of less than 11 players, an idea that the smallest schools in this state at one point in time embraced wholeheartedly. Eight-player football put football back on the map in some communities, saved the Friday night experience in others, and became a way to introduce the sport in even other schools. A couple of Fridays back at the Superior Dome in Marquette, the celebration of that participation was on display for the entire state to see. The first championship game pitted Carsonville-Port Sanilac against Rapid River. The Rockets from the UP converted with a number of other schools in the northern part of the state in the past 2 years to the eight-player format because of dwindling numbers, and as a result, their numbers and their experience became even stronger. Nearly 1,500 fans came to the Superior Dome that evening, the majority making the one-hour trip up US 41 from the shores of Little Bay to Knock for the finale. Carsonville-Port Sanilac had several hundred fans make the 425-mile trek from the Thumb to be a part of the experience. The Tigers of CPS captured the crown that evening, but the true winners were the 22 schools which committed last April to the eight-player format. More are expected to do so next year. And in spite of what some diehards say, eight-player is real football, and it will do in Michigan what its introduction has done in other states: provide and preserve even more participation opportunities on the gridiron for kids, schools, and communities. As for the 11-player finals at Ford Field, it was incredible to see the lopsided number of lopsided games, where the closest margin of victory was 10 points, and the average margin of victory was over 30. In fact, two of the games at the 11-player final were higher scoring than the 8-player final. And how about the play of Detroit Castech quarterback Jayru Campbell, a freshman, that's right, a freshman, who tied a final game's record with 5 touchdown passes in the Division I contest? Or that incredible run by Flint Powers, which sat at 2-4 after 6 weeks of the regular season and then ripped off 8 straight wins to capture top honors in Division V. Those were just the two most remarkable things on a weekend with lots of scoring and a number of records being threatened or set. So we move on now to the winter season, with most of the sports beginning their schedules this week, with great anticipation for great games, great moments, and great sportsmanship. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.